For the first time since the end of apartheid, the ruling African National Congress is engaged in an internal fight that is tearing at the seams of the party. Many South Africans question whether the fight will tear apart not only the ANC, but that country's young democracy as well. NPR Special Africa correspondent Charlene Hunter-Galt reports.
The ANC celebrating its 95th birthday with the party's president, Thabo Mbeki, and its deputy, Jacob Zuma, putting their best feet forward, dancing together on a stage in front of a cheering crowd of some 20,000 supporters. Welcome relief to the run-up to this rally, where a crisis atmosphere within the party, stemming from acrimony between the two men, has dominated the headlines and the ANC. The issue: who will succeed Thabo Mbeki as president of the party and of the country when he steps down after two terms in December? He said he will no longer be president, but would be available to continue as the president of the party.
I would like to toast to the African National Congress, the oldest organization in the continent.
ANC Deputy President Jacob Zuma was the likely candidate to lead the party and the country until President Mbeki fired him last year, and then he stepped down as the deputy president of the party after he was charged with fraud and corruption. Charges were thrown out on a technicality, but Zuma could still be prosecuted. He was restored as deputy president of the party, but not the country. Zuma was later charged with raping a family friend and acquitted, but his reputation was tarnished by some of his statements, including his admission he had unprotected sex, even though he knew the accuser was HIV positive.
Yes.
A cheering Zuma on this day, but up to then, acrimony between Zuma and President Mbeki so intense, Zuma had to intervene at a rally where the president was delayed from speaking due to booing, allegedly from Zuma supporters. Even the ANC acknowledges the Zuma problem is serious. ANC spokesman Smuts Ingonyama.
It has never in the history of the ANC we had a situation where the deputy president of the ANC and is having charges and of this kind against him. It has somehow complicated the situation for the ANC.
The complications have sparked intense debate over the state of the young democracy. Pulitzer Prize-winning analyst Dele Olojedi.
I think it's more a sign of a healthy democracy than anything else. South Africa is slowly maturing. It's a very young country. It's only 12 years old. So of necessity, all the things that held the ANC together, the single-mindedness of its original purpose, those have been achieved.
Leaving, some argue, simmering tensions that could explode, like the ethnic divide. President Mbeki is Xhosa and Zuma a Zulu. Analyst Xolela Manku.
Well, people are making ethnic appeals already, so it is the possibility that people could fight this out on the streets.
Totally, totally wrong.
The ANC's Smuts Ingonyama.
There's no tribal issue here. You may find elements that are trying their level best desperately to hijack it in that direction, but it is not.
The ANC is above all a family, dysfunctional at times, mercurial too, but one that knows at least how to paper over differences at the organization's 95th birthday. President Mbeki.
We must prove that all of these people who are very fond of making false predictions that the alliance is about to collapse, that they are wrong. That in fact the alliance will remain working together in order to discharge its common responsibilities to the people.
Charlene Hunter-Galt, NPR News, Witbank, South Africa.